ونستعينه ونستغفره. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: بدأ الدين غريبة. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الدين بدأ غريبا وسيعود غريبا كما بدأ، فطوبى للغرباء. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الدين بدأ غريبا وسيعود غريبا كما بدأ، فطوبى للغرباء. This hadith, which is the collection of Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi and reported by Abu Huraira, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that this religion of Islam had started as a stranger and will return back to the same state. So bless the strangers ones. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated this hadith approximately 1500 years ago. Today, we are witness to the prophecies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every day we see the reality and the truth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's speech in different ways and different means. Although we testify and we believe that Muhammad is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but every day when we see certain things, it strengthens our faith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the true and messenger Prophet of Allah. He was not speaking from his mind or his desire, that everything comes to him is revelation from Almighty Allah. I give example, and as I say, this hadith has been stated by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 1500 years ago. Today, or last week, as example, to be more specific, we see the prophecies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam be confirmed that what he's saying is right. He says that his relation started as a stranger. This relation one day will come to return back to the same stage. The Islam started to be a stranger. It became after this strong and stronger and became a government and became authority in the land. But he said this deen, it will come and return back to the original state, which will be strange to the people. The action of Islam, the teaching of Islam, the belief of this deen, people who practice Islam to be stranger. Why they look like this? Why they believe this? Why they say this? Because what they hold into is a true deen, but to them it is a strange thing. Last week, the first history of mankind since the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a woman stood up and declared that there is nothing in Islam to forbid her to lead the khutbah al-jum'ah. There is nothing in Islam to forbid her to be an imam and lead the prayer. But not only the prayer, not only giving the khutbah, but to lead a group of Muslims in congregation, and this group, men and women together, shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot. SubhanAllah, for 1500 years, no scholar, no mujaddid, no alim, no da'ir, no one has made this discovery until a woman in America, which she has converted to Islam. She claimed to be a scholar. And like they say in our language, you recognize the letter by that address. يعرف الخطاب من عنواني. She did a PhD degree in philosophy in Islam. And for your knowledge, there is nothing called philosophy in Islam. And Al-Sheikh Al-Albani rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, وَمَا بُنِي عَلَى فَاسِدْ فَهُوَ فَاسِدْ. Whatever been established in a shaky foundation will be shaky. There is nothing called philosophy in Islam. There is something called submission in Islam. Submission to what Allah said. Submission to what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. You did not come to invent, neither you come with philosophy. There is no philosophy in Islam. You can use your philosophy in some place else, but there is nothing called philosophy. So here information and here education and so-called degree in Islam is not even an Islam. She is something that they claim to be Islam. Philosophy. There is no philosophy in Islam. This one who claimed to be a PhD degree in Islam, and her name is supposed to be Amina, and she is not Amina, and Wadud, and she is not by Wadud. She dared to stand before men and to prostrate. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. SubhanAllah. To be shy and bashful is a branch of faith. The woman has no shame to leave me knowingly the part of Salah to prostrate to bow your foot head down. And behind her, men standing, going to sujood, and she is prostrating in front of them. Where is Al-Haya? This is one of the many characteristics of Islam. A woman always concerned about her body, her shape, her figure, her voice, her movement, everything, because she's a believing woman. And as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please move forward. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us, al-mar'a, a woman is private. All the Muslim women from day one, they understood this, and you found them always trying to hide themselves. And if they have to go someplace, they'll always be away from being displaying themselves in front of men. And after this, a woman come to claim that she's knowledgeable of Islam, she's going to go for forehead down, and after this, men is behind here. SubhanAllah. What kind of understanding of Islam is this? Listen to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in hadith, which is the collection of Imam Muslim, rahmatullahi alayhi. عن ابي سلمة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقطع صلاة المرء المسلم اذا لم يكن بين يديه مثل مؤخرة الرحل المرأة والحمار والكلب الاسود. هذا حديث عند كوليكشن اوف الامام مسلم. One of the most authentic books after the book of Allah. It says the salah of a Muslim man will be disrupted, will be cut, will be unvalid if he did not have a sutra in front of him and a woman crossed in front of him. You don't have a sutra, or that you have a sutra and a woman crossed in front of you, you need to make your salah over. How a woman going to lead a man? This woman, his salah is not accepted, neither the ones who pray behind him, their salah is not accepted. فَكَيْفَ تَفْهَمُونَ كَيْفَ تَعْقِلُونَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ أَمْ لَكُمْ كِتَابٌ فِيهِ تَدْرُسُونَ سبحان الله. How do you judge? Do you have any other book other than the book of Allah that you judge by it? But سوقه الأمينة. And she is not Amina, because if you want to be Amin, your Amana have to become number one on the book of Allah and the authentic sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the Jibreel, مطاعٍ ثم أمين. Follow the authority, the angel of Jibreel, and he is a trustworthy. Even the angel Jibreel, from A to Z, the message needs honesty, truthfulness. You could not play games with the book of Allah. Start from Allah al-Haq, which is the truth. And after this, next step Shibir will hear from him. It has to be an honesty as qualification to carry the job of a message, to deliver the message. Subhanallah. How did she understand this? And we have authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talking about it. Where is the hayat? Where is the shyness of a female? Regardless if you are Muslim or non-Muslim, there is something called to be a shy and bashful. This woman, to be fair with her, she claims that she have a hadith. And the only hadith that she had is a weak hadith. And even if we assume that the hadith is authentic, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had permitted a woman to lead her family. To lead her family. What is her family means? Is the family means a mosque? And if she knows Prophet what she claimed to be, Al-Baytiha means, now is the translation who took the hadith. She took the hadith in English. She did not even try to see what the hadith say in Arabic. Hadith is talking about her family. Now there is a mosque of her area, like a local mosque. Subhanallah. If even words of Arabic, you can get a dictionary and you can learn it, how are you going to teach the people? And she's supposed to be a teacher in a university to teach Islam. What kind of Islam this? Islam with no lamb. This is not. But this is the way how some people, as Allah said, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُدْفُؤُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They want to distinguish the light of Allah only by their mouth. They don't have no other means. They could not. This is the only way that they try with their tongues and their mouth to fabricate and to add things to this deen, to dilute it, the strength and the purity of this deen. But no way, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for the ghuraba, for the treasure. When this deen became a treasure, the people will be people holding fast to this deen. And when some people try to invent and fabricate a lie, someone will stand and say to them, you are liars, or you misunderstand. Not last week, because this was the 18th, this one she gave the khutbah, but the week before this, so approximately 10 days when I heard this news, I assume all the good about Sister Amina. And I was very careful and decent in my words, and I send the invitation to her, as well as any Muslim, to come for a dialogue or to refute this issue. And alhamdulillah, on the internet, the room was so full, and other people were standing there, they could not even come in because of the capacity of the room. And I gave about 60, at least 60 evidence that is no foundation for her argument. And by the way, if anybody wants to hear this dialogue, you can go to Adli.net and download it for free and listen. But the response, I assume that, like anybody else, can make a mistake like me. Sometimes we misunderstand the hadith, the verse. But her response, instead to tell me that you made a mistake in hadith or an ayah, she said, what is the meaning in her email? Does the sheikh think that he has been sent by Allah or have authority to correct the other believers? Let the people worship Allah the way they want, the way they feel. Let him focus in his blessed group or his blessed congregation. The people don't want to say anything about this orphan deen, because the deen have nobody to defend it. This can be anybody. A Kafir, a Muslim, a Fasik, have a good intention. Anybody can bring mud and salt in Islam. You focus in your own. I do what I want. Listen. You may call it a free country. You may call it a free speech. It can be free, whatever free. You want to be a gay? You want to be a lesbian? You want to be a Kafir? You want to be whatever? Be! But don't attach it to Islam. Let these people put in the internet, what's already called gay Muslims. Nobody is telling you to be gay. We are not following a gun. Be whatever you want. But why you have to add the word Islam? Lesbian Muslims, gay Muslims, everything Muslims. Even the woman coming to say, nothing in Islam to prohibit a woman to leave the congregation, mixed congregation. And you can see the newspaper coming now. A woman calling to the man with no hijab. After this, they met in the congregation inside the church because they were scared to go any place. And after this, the sister coming to me, a man and woman beside each other, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. Come closer, honey. Is this the deal? Is this what the Prophet wants us to be? Are we going to make salah or are we going to feed each other? Listen, even a dog and a cat, they know, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created fatra in us, that can we know what is haram, what is halal, what is right, what is not right. When you're doing something wrong, you're going to try to go to the hallway or someplace. He's coming, he's coming. Why? Because this is your essence. Allah created you with this feeling inside. You go and hide someplace. So a woman with no hijab calling the adhan, and after this making Jum'ah prayer in a church because they have a lot of security and scared. Why are you scared? Why are you scared if you're doing something right? And after this they lead it, and now, from now on, will be became the main figure of an Islam, and now bodyguards and security and FBI and CIA and. Whatever you intend, you will get it. So she says, let everybody do whatever he wants. Yes, he can do whatever he wants. But don't say Islam. Don't say after gay, don't say Islam. Don't say come in your marriage, but Islam. And after this man, equality in Islam. What do you mean equality for Islam? So why not because my wife has been for 5 years, let me get pregnant inside instead of here. Why not to be blessed on my wife and say, breastfeeding the child? Let me breastfeed the child. By no means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't make. Yeah, he's subhanallah. Inna nazartu ma fi batni muharrara. ابن مريم ابن امراض عمران وشمد نذر شمد نذر vow to Allah whatever child I have is going to be for the service of your place the mosque, the temple, the church whatever you call it, the place of worship but when she has a Maryam subhanallah said oh Allah وليس الذكر كالأنثى او الله إيمان is not equal to female is not the same because my intention to give this baby to serve to clean up to renovate to do things is a mask but a female she knows that there is a job for a male and there is a job for female without human being rights without United Nations even Imrat Imran she knows about it Subhanallah, and you Muslims until today, especially if you have a PhD degree in philosophy, you don't know that. And Allah made it till the son. الذي خلق الذكر والأنثى. Why Allah didn't make it all of them male or all of them female? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us in the Quran about the creation of a male and female? So you can see that the benefit of Allah. Is the shape, is the thinking, is the feeling, is everything. A man is not like a woman. No, she wants to bring about equality. Leave Islam alone. Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Be anything you want. Even you can be a mosquito if you want, or you can walk under the ground. Do whatever you want. But please leave Islam alone. Because Islam is not orphan. And Islam have sons and brothers and will stand and say you are wrong and will tell you repent to Allah seek Allah's forgiveness and instead of you that I invited you to Allah and his messenger and after this say do you think you have authority from Allah yes I have something like anybody else the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان Yes, we have authority from Allah We have authority from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم We have obligation It say Whosoever among you sees something objectionable to the deen of Islam Let him change it with his hand If you could not speak against it If you could not, at least hate it. But don't be glad for it. Don't say, sir, what's wrong with it? Equality, brother. What's wrong with it? It's a big wrong. It's a big wrong. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen what Allah is saying about something like this. وَإِذَا دُرُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ يَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ وإن يكن لهم الحق يأتوا إليه مذعنين أفي قلوبهم مرض أم ارتابوا This is the problem. Say, if they've been invited to Allah and His Messenger to judge between them, they will turn away from you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but if something for them, if the Quran and Sunnah will support their argument, they will run to it. But if the Quran and Sunnah against them, now they're going to say, let's worship Allah the way we want. I told you, Allah said, the Prophet said, and with a nice word, I told you, correct me if I'm wrong. But now, with no understand, because جَاءَ الْحَقُ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ When the truth comes, you could not find the truth with something else. So now you have to go to the batil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, of those people, Will they are invited to Allah and His Messenger to judge between the dispute between them, they're supposed to hasten to it. But they only hasten to it in one case. What it is? If Quran and Sunnah will support what they want, they will come to it. But if not, they will turn away, run like that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضْ أَمْ يَرْتَابُوا Is there sickness? In their hearts, or they have doubt about this deen. This is a problem. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, we are happy with Islam. We are pleased with the deen of Allah as is. We don't need any revelation. We don't need any admission. We don't need any bid'ah. We don't need anybody's opinion. Because Allah said, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, today, 1500 years ago, I had perfected this religion. I completed this religion. And I'm pleased with this Islam to be a way of life for you. Who else will come after this and say, I discovered something for you guys? No. You are being misled by the shaitan and your opinion because you study in philosophy and there is no philosophy in Islam. 1, 2, 3 steps for you as a Muslim. Remember to understand this deen. And whenever you deviate from these 3 steps, you're going to go straight. If you are a da'iyah, if you are a scholar, even if you are a stat, fatwa, committee, listen what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, verse 115. وَمَنْ يَشَاقِقِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. And whosoever opposes Allah and His Messenger and turn away from the way of the believers. 1, 2, 3. How to understand Islam? Allah, i.e. His Book, Rasuli, i.e. his Sunnah. Number 3, the way of the believers. Who are the believers in the time when the Quran was coming? Are the Sahaba. That's it. So you misunderstand Hadith. Go and see how did the Sahaba practice and understand this Hadith. So Allah say, whosoever oppose Allah, be different. In opinion, in action, in anything, from Allah and His Messenger, and the way of the believers, we will turn him to whatever he turned to. You want deviation, we turn you, we leave you, we leave you away in your deviation. We're going to leave you in your misguidance. This in the dunya, and in the akhirah, وَنُصْلِهِ نَارًا. He put them in hell fire. We did not understand this deen according the way we like, not according to dictionary, not according to philosophy. This deen is pure and sealed and complete and perfect. It's not for me and you to add or to delete. We have to understand, and we are proud of our deen like this. We are not going to be like other religions and other nations, other people. Every pope and every minister and every priest and every one, that little bit. One day they have no deen. They have books that has no foundation. No, we are not going to do. Neither are we going to accept this. Brothers, very simple fact. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day he was sick. And he didn't leave the salah. Who did he put to leave the salah? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went outside for azwa, for jihad, for expedition. And he put people in his charge. Did he put a woman? Hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, لَتَ أُمَّنَّ الْمَرْأَةُ الرَّجُلُ. No one wanted to lead Iman in Salah. Let's assume that you found one hadith. Put all the hadith together so you can understand the ruling. Don't go take one single hadith which is weak and build a whole argument about it and say nothing in Islam. Who is the best women? The wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We didn't hear that one of them had led the Salah. Prostrating in front of men. Putting men and women together. Subhanallah, where is it in Islam? So I don't know how people understand Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, istakhirna, sit back. And also she took another argument saying about when the Hudhud came to Sulaiman alayhi salam, and he said to Sulaiman when he attempted to slaughter him because he was absent, so the bear said to Sulaiman, إني وجدت امرأة تملكهم. I saw a woman that is a ruler over them. Subhanallah. You live in the deen of Allah and talking about it. And even when the Hudhud in that time, they were kuffar. The Hudhud said, I found people prostrated to the sun instead of Allah. This is something wrong. And also, a woman is in charge of him. Even the Hudhud, this is not right. He said two main things. Two main community prostrating to the sun instead of Allah. What else? A woman in charge of them. So now you bring this and say, all the Quran is saying a woman can be a leader. You could not understand this being like this. Don't make up your own ingredients and say this is Islam. This is not Islam. And my duty as a da'iya or a student of knowledge or whatever you want to call me, I'm standing here to say this is wrong. You need to fear Allah. And somebody said, what are you doing us here? Because this is your obligation. That at least he has it in your heart. And this is my obligation to say it here so you can take it from me and tell the other person that this is wrong. And this is my obligation to say it because on the internet we have people from all over the land listening. Now to this khutbah and say, we want them to know what is right and what is wrong. Because this is part of our obligations as Muslims. So I condemn this action. And I invite this lady to seek Allah's forgiveness. And if she thinks that she knows what she's talking about, let her qara' al-hujjah bil-hujjah. Let her bring her evidence, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ هَادُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Bring your evidence if you really are truthful. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In actuality, brothers and sisters, this subject is bigger than to be fit in a khutbah Jum'ah. الحمد لله, last week I was in Chicago and I spoke about the same issue. And inshallah next week I'll be in New York and I'm going also related to the Muslim. This everybody have to know that this is wrong, this is not part of Islam. And as I said, for those who want to learn more about the subject, I don't want you to repeat words that you need to learn about your deen. That you can go to adly.net, adly.net, and download. It's 2 hours and a half refuting her argument. 2 hours and a half. You can get it for free, so you don't think we're trying to make business. Now I'll close this because the time with hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which reported by Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, in the collection of Ibn Majah, إِنَّ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَفَاتِيحَ لِلْخَيْرِ مَغَالِيقَ لِلْشَرِّ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَفَاتِيحَ لِلْشَرِّ مَغَالِيقَ لِلْخَيْرِ فَطُوبَ لِمَنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ مَفَاتِيحَ الْخَيْرِ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ وَوَيْلٌ لِمَنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ مَفَاتِيحَ الشَّرِّ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. نسأل الله العافية. The Prophet ﷺ said, indeed some people, Allah made them to be a key to open the gates of goodness and a key to lock the gates of evil. And some people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them to be a key and means to open gates of evil and shut the doors of God. So reward and great blessing to those people whom Allah made them a means, the keys to open the gate of goodness and to shut the gates of evil. And woe to those whom Allah made the evil established in their hands and open a gate for evil. I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all to be a keys and means to good and means and ways for to close the evil gates. And we ask Allah that never make us it means to open the gate of evil. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم.